Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Welcome back to the Witchful Thinking podcast, everybody. I'm currently gluing my nail back on, which is why I'm not looking at the camera, and I just glued my fingers together. Oh, shit. Okay. This is a mess and a half. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm literally gluing my fingers together right now. This is embarrassing.
Oh, shit.
Shit. So. You don't need one.
Yeah. Fine.
Girl, who's going to edit this show?
Yeah.
This show is not going to edit itself. You
have to use your toes.
My toes are stumpy as hell and are not worth a damn. They would never help me out in a time of need. If I really needed my toes to do some work for this podcast, they wouldn't do nothing. Mm. Anyway, so from the title, you guys can see whatever the title is. We're going to be talking about anger, healthy anger, what is considered toxic anger. I guess I'll get into why I kind of wanted us to talk about this in a little bit, but we're talking about that today, damn it.
Yeah.
So if you can hear crinkling behind me, it's because my cat is now chewing on some plastic. Please stop. But we don't have any, like, there's no real direction for this, but there were just like a few things that I have been feeling lately that I just figured like would make for good content for this episode, honestly. So first of all, Liz and I talk a lot about being in therapy and like the benefits of seeing a therapist and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I really appreciate my therapist. I think my last therapy session with her was like super, super helpful. You know, when you have one and you're just like, damn, I freaking needed that.
Yeah.
And it's always the ones where you're like, I don't want to go to therapy today. Like, I don't want to, you know, talk to anybody about my freaking problems. But it was a session like that. And basically in that session, I talked to my therapist about feeling so angry at somebody for something they did to me that I couldn't shake the anger. And I know that the anger is justified, but at the same time, I'm like, how much energy am I expending on this? What is worth how much energy should I be like expending on this? And she was like, why, like, what about the situation makes you mad? Like, what, when you think about the situation, what's the one part of it that just frustrates you so badly? And I'm like, it's the part that makes me mad is that I was hurting so badly from something that somebody else did. And I just do not think that they fully understand how badly they messed up and why they should be ashamed of themselves and why I will never in a million years forgive them. Like, I just want this person to understand my hurt and I want them to hurt. And I'm just so full of anger about it. And I want everyone in their life to know how crappy they were. And it makes me feel bitter and it makes me feel childish and it makes me feel very like stunted emotionally. Like I feel these feelings and I'm cognizant of them and I'm observing them and just thinking like, you know, Brooke, if somebody was talking to you about feeling this way, would you think that they were being selfish or would you think they were being human? So I'm trying not to be very judgmental with myself as I'm feeling these things because I am human and I know that I am well within my right to be angry, but something that my therapist told me that shook me to my core, as well as shook everyone on TikTok because I made a video about it and it went viral and a bunch of people, for a lot of people, it was like, whoa, wake up call. And then for some other people, they were like, I don't like this. Like, fuck your therapist. But what she said to me was, you being angry at somebody and being angry at the sole purpose that you can't make them realize how badly they did you or make them feel true, deep sorrow for how badly they hurt you is just another way of you desiring to fix that person because you want to fix their behavior. You want to correct them so that they don't do it in the future to you or somebody else. And when I heard that shit, I was fucking floored because, yeah, it is in a way me wanting to change their perspective, change their behavior, make them, it's like I want a switch to like just flip in their head. And I just want them to be like, oh my, like I did that? She didn't deserve that. Like what is wrong with me that I did that? And so when I made this video on TikTok, I got, you know, most of the comments were very like, wow, like tell your therapist I said thank you for the free therapy, like holy shit. But then some people were like, so is your therapist trying to tell you you're not allowed to be mad? I feel like your therapist needs a therapist. I feel like she's wrong. I feel like she's trying to suppress your feelings. I feel like, you know, I want to be angry. Like I'm going to curse them. I'm going to wish all types of awful things on them. In my opinion, like, hell yeah, you should stay mad. Like this isn't you wanting to fix them. She's wrong. And I just didn't know what to think. And the reason that I'm even bringing it up this week is because, I mean, every time I look at my phone, I have new notifications from that TikTok because it's got like 200,000 views or something on it. So literally like all day, every day. Yeah. I should just silence the app, but I don't know how to feel about that. And another thing I don't know how to feel is, this also goes in with the topic of anger that we're talking about today. If you're listening to this, have you ever had a dream about someone from your past, whether it's your ex or like an old best friend or something that you don't speak to anymore, an old family member? I need to paint this fingernail. Where you in waking life, you are extremely angry with them, but you don't speak to them anymore. It's just all, you know, it's all the same to you. You're not talking to them anymore. But in your dream, that anger comes through and you're just wailing on their ass. Like you're beating the shit out of them. You're screaming at them. You're telling their new partner all of the awful things they did and revealing to their new partner like, oh, he told you he did this? No, this is what he actually did. Like, I don't know what kind of stress dreams these would classify as, but I've had a couple this week where I am just unloading on this girl that I don't know, explaining to her like, did he tell you what he did to me? Oh, he told you that we broke up at this time? No, we actually broke up 6 months ago. Like just asking her what lies he's told her, and the whole time she was like, oh my god, like I didn't know that, he didn't tell me that. And I think, you know, I've made that scenario up in my head. That might not even be the case. For all I know, this person has been totally honest with whoever they're with now. Mm-hmm. Do I think that's the case? No. But hypothetically speaking, say that he was honest and he did tell someone like, I royally screwed over somebody that I cared about and I messed up and now I want to move on with somebody else. And she was like, okay, fine. You know, I would think that something was wrong with her because I wouldn't really want to be with someone who was fresh out of an engagement after 5 months. That's my prerogative. But in my head, the way that I've played things out is that I'm the only one telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me fucking mad. And so I have these dreams where it all just comes spilling out and I just feel so good to get it off my chest. And I feel like I'm being heard. And I feel like, you know, like I can finally stop being angry because some, like now everyone gets it. The astronomical volume of my anger has been just diluted. I just feel so much. And then I wake up and I'm just like, that wasn't real and you're still hearing it. Why?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that is how I'm not like walking around angry every day by any means. I feel like I'm actually pretty happy right now. But it is something that has been bothering me a little bit. And the fact that I know better than to let it bother me and it's still bothering me and still taking up my energy. I know my therapist is going to hear me talk about this again and she's going to be like, you are paying me to say the same shit. Why am I having to say this again? Like,
it's almost like, you know, it's something that is bothering your subconscious because it's coming out in your dreams, but you feel like in your normal waking life, it's not something that's necessarily in the forefront. It's not like it bothers you all day while you're awake and it's not like you're 24/7 thinking about it, but the fact that you're having dreams about it means that somewhere, you know, no matter how subconscious it is, this bothers you. And anger dreams are exhausting too. Like you wake up exhausted from those because you almost like had this huge venting session in your dreams. And then to wake up and realize like, oh, God damn, that didn't happen. I still have all of this anger. And I mean, and anger comes from pain. Wherever there is anger, there is always pain underneath. And that's what it's from is your experiencing pain because you want to express something that someone has never validated you for, this person. And it's like all, you just, you know, you need something to, and it's unfortunate that it's probably not going to come from this person, which would be nice is if when people made us angry, we could tell them and they would be open to listening. But yeah, like what do you do when you're carrying around anger for somebody who is not going to listen to what you have to say, or you're not going to get that apology that you want, that you really need. And how to let go of that, without the proper way of letting go, which would be getting an apology.
And I think I was telling you like earlier this week, like there is no amount of I'm sorry or like reparations that could probably even be made to me that would make me forgive this person or forget about it. But even knowing that doesn't stop me from being mad. And it's, you know, it's the same way with like last year, like losing Effie, like there's no amount of sorry that could change the events that happened or take away the pain of them. And yeah, I don't know what to do with it. I just feel like it's just weighing on me. And I wouldn't say it's getting in the way of like my personal growth, but I don't know, you know, like.
I think there's like anger is one of those things that I think isn't always a bad thing. I think that holding on to anger for a long time, if it is affecting you, then that's a bad thing because it's affecting you, but But anger is the part of you that knows when you've been mistreated, and your anger is really a part of you that loves you, because that is what cued you into your mistreatment. And your anger, it is a way of your body saying, I am so mad this happened to me because I was mistreated. And anger is what tells us that. And it's something that I think is not bad to have and to recognize, because without it, without getting angry over things, we would continue with mistreatment or abuse or, you know, whatever it is. It's a difficult thing to deal with. I think my anger comes out in dreams, but I've never had a dream necessarily where I was like, I was angry and lashing out. But a lot of my anger comes from like sadness or, you know, pain. And I end up having dreams with that kind of underlying, the thing that is making me angry, that like underlying emotion underneath of the anger. And I have had reoccurring dreams, and I've talked about some of my recurring dreams that I've had on the podcast. And I don't have any of them anymore. And some of these things like are things that I have been able to let go of or work through, but some of them are not, like, they're things that are never going to be fixed. They are things that there's nothing somebody can say to me. There's no apologies. There's no nothing that is going to fix the circumstance that is like giving me these dreams, but I've been able to just like work through them. And I think I've talked about this before. I've had like resolution dreams where I have repeating and repeating and repeating dreams, usually about like sadness or, you know, anger or something like that. And there's always a situation in the dream. And then once I had been recognizing it and journaling about it and talking to my therapist about it and working through it, I have at some point had a dream where like that issue was resolved in a dream. And then I don't have the reoccurring dreams anymore. And it's just so crazy how much our subconscious tells us when we're sleeping about the things that we're not thinking about when we're awake.
That reminds me, well, hold on. Hold the reminding thought. I did want to say that I really like what you said about your angers is also a part of you that loves you, because without it, you'd stay in some really shitty situations for just lack of giving a fuck, for, you know, deciding to get up and move, or deciding to get your own apartment and your best friend come out and help you move. Like, that I like looking at it as like that. And also, I mean, if we didn't already say this, anger is a healthy emotion, in moderation. Like, it's totally normal and it's human. And it's when it becomes destructive or you are hurting other people that it's a problem and needs to be like managed. But feeling angry about something is healthy, and it's a sign that you give a shit about your situation. And not only that, you give a shit about how other people could possibly be put in your situation, and you want to do everything you can to prevent that. Yeah. Anger is the driving force behind so many important movements. I mean, the BLM protests last summer, driven by anger and hurt, and look at everything that came from that. People just getting sick and tired of not getting the justice that was deserved, and watching, you know, people get murdered left and right with no fucking repercussions to the police officers who did these things. Like, anger, things change when people get mad. Yeah. And that's extremely important. I think, honestly, being aware of your anger And being able to use it to your advantage is more important to me than truly just being blissfully happy.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of how anger drives movements, like the BLM movement specifically, it's also, that was a good example of showing how there are so many people that don't know and just they aren't educated, or they're totally closed off and they don't want to learn about what causes anger, because there were people who looked at those circumstances and all they could see was, but they're burning down buildings and this is not okay. And, you know, they're so angry. And it's like, yes, why? You're so close. Why? Like, yes. What there is so much pain behind this movement, behind what is happening. And no, buildings being burned down is, you know, nobody is going to condone that, but also, you know what, the buildings can be replaced and lives cannot. And that's what people were angry about. And there's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to anger and people understanding each other when they're angry, because not everybody is always looking at it as, why is this person angry? Where is this coming from? Why are they so hurt right now? And, you know, a lot of people will just see an angry person and think, wow, you're crazy or something like that. I mean, I've been in, I was in a relationship with someone who had narcissistic personality disorder, and I would constantly get berated until I was holding things back until I would just like explode one day because I couldn't take it anymore. And I was very angry. I was hurt. I was in pain over the things that this person was saying to me. And then all of a sudden, because I got angry, oh, you're crazy. You're too emotional. And that's no, a lot of people get angry because they have been brought to a breaking point, and there's just not a lot of, there's not enough understanding with people, I think, between each other, when someone's angry, and just understanding like why. Like, there are children screaming outside. Can you hear that?
Oh, I thought that was here.
I might have to get up and close my window if they're going to be out there screaming.
It's not that bad.
Podcast. Okay, good. The breeze is so nice today. I love having the window open. But yeah, there's a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to anger, because it is such a, you know, obviously anger is not a happy, positive emotion. And, but there's reasons for people being angry, and there's usually pain or sadness under it. And yeah.
It's so sad when you realize that a majority of anger just comes from sadness that, like, it feels like nobody paid attention to. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody, like, your wound was open and nobody really cared enough to, like, clean it out and, you know, help you wrap it. So then it just literally festers and turns into this inflamed fucking, like, angry mess. And you're like, well, damn, like, I'll wrap it my damn self since nobody else cares. Yeah. Nobody else cares to.
Yeah.
You also said something about, like, sometimes our dreams can make sense out of our feelings for us, like things that we're not consciously, like, aware of when we're awake. And I remember actually earlier this summer, there was someone that I was seeing, and I remember waking up after they'd stayed over, and I had had this vivid dream. I mean, I swore he had said these words to me in real life. I had this vivid dream that he had said to me, God, what was it? It was like, you're looking in me for all of the pieces of yourself and other people that you were never able to find, or like something very like cryptic like that. It made so much sense in the moment that I laid there for like 5 minutes and I thought really hard on it. And I was like, I should write that down. And then I fell back asleep, but it was really something. It was something like that. Like, you are searching. You're like, it was like, what I took from it was like, I was searching for some sense of belonging with this person, that I'd never really had with anybody else. Like, I was searching for a sense of like, just really being wanted. So like, and not even in a relationship way, it was mostly just like a sexual way. Like, you know who I'm talking about, but like, it was very much like, it made sense. Once I woke up, I was like, oh, like, this is why I feel so attached to this person. And I couldn't make sense out of that before I had that dream. Like, I just felt very drawn to them and just wanted to spend time with them. And then after I had that dream, I was just like, oh my God, like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I'm clearly looking for something outside of them. This is a me thing. It's nothing they offer me. It's a specific feeling that I'm searching for. And it was weird. It was super weird. I swore that he said it in real life. And then I woke up and I looked at him and he was like, what?
Like, did you say something?
Did you say something? Or he said something.
That's sometimes I continue. This is just very bizarre. I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but I continue dreaming for like the first few seconds that I'm awake. So I will be awake. I will sit up in bed. My eyes are open and I am still hearing, like, I'm not seeing visually a dream, but I am still like hearing my dream going on.
What the hell? No.
What? Oh, shit.
Crazy.
And so like, I will actually sit up, and sometimes this has gone on for like a minute and I am hearing the dream or, you know, whatever it is. And I'm like waiting for it to stop so I can like get up and like go about my day, because I'm like literally still hearing the dream.
What in the...
Okay. Somebody has got to DM me if that happens to you, because that's kind of, yeah, that's a weird thing that happens.
What? Yeah. I've never had that happen to me before. Have you ever had the thing happen where it's like, it happens sometimes when I'm really overstimulated or stressed out, where it just sounds like someone's just straight yelling down a hallway in your head?
That has only ever happened to me one time. And it was that time I told you about where I had woken up and I swore that there was like someone. It sounded like someone was speaking, not yelling at me, but it's almost like as if I was in the car and the volume was turned all the way up.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't yelling at me, but it felt like that energy because it was so loud. And it woke me up out of sleep. It was so loud. And I woke up, sat up, and still heard it. And it scared the shit out of me because that was the first time that had ever happened.
Didn't you say you thought it was coming from the closet?
And I thought it was coming from the closet, and I knew there was like nobody in my closet, but for some reason I just felt like it was coming from the closet, and it really scared me. And that was the first time that dream audio thing ever happened, and it has happened since. And so now I'm not afraid of it anymore. And I just know that like, it sometimes it takes a minute literally for my brain to stop dreaming, and I will still hear the dream.
So creepy.
But it scared me so much because I woke up and still heard voices. I was sitting up in my bed and I was still hearing voices, and like, that scared me a lot.
So, girl, what the hell?
I don't know. I don't know what that's about, but it was loud. I mean, it was loud enough to like shake me out of my sleep, which is very difficult to do. This girl does not wake up easy.
No, she doesn't. No. She's out.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, I don't know. That's something that has only started happening in the past, like, I don't know, 4 years. Like that hasn't been happening to me my entire life. 4 or 5 years, essentially since I moved to Denver, that has been happening. Because it didn't happen before. So
I still think that bedroom is haunted.
I think it is too. I think there are for sure haunted items in this room. Hands down. And I do think that the home could potentially be haunted, but like whatever it is doesn't bother me. I swear to God, it used to like play games with me. And remember, I would just be like, I would just start talking to it.
Wait, what was the thing with you and Jonathan? And you saw something, you said, in the air or something moved or flew across the room?
There is a suitcase in my closet full of like World War II memorabilia from my great, great grandfather, like love letters that he wrote home to his, to my great grandmother. And all kinds of stuff. And on top of that suitcase are record sleeves, like foam record sleeves. And they're just stacked on top of the suitcase. And there was a day where the foam records, the sleeves started like literally flying out of the closet as if someone was doing this with them, like, and nobody's gonna know that unless they're watching the video, because I don't know how to describe it. Like, you got a stack of cash and you're like making it rain.
Yeah.
They were just flying out of the closet like that. And that was definitely the weirdest thing that happened. There was another time where I was doing laundry and I put clothes in the wash. I went to go take a shower. And then, so it had only been like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And then after my shower, I went to put the laundry in the dryer, and it was nighttime, like nobody was awake, and the washer was open, the dryer was open, my clothes were all over the laundry room. Some of them, there was like two items that were in the dryer.
What the hell?
One item was like hanging out of the dryer, and my clothes were everywhere. Like there is a clothesline to like, if you need to like hang something to dry, there were things strewn over the clothesline. Like my clothes were everywhere.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Like so weird. Ew, I hate it.
Yeah. There's been a couple of really strange things that have happened here, but I've honestly never felt like it was angry. I don't know. It's not something that bothers me anymore. It used to like really weird me out. But yeah, it doesn't bother me anymore. So
speaking of these creepy haunted tales, just like a heads up, we are going to be having a special episode later this month for Halloween. Stop chewing on this, girl. Are you insane? Stop. Look at, she's munching the shit out of it.
She's like, oh, this plastic bag just for me. Thank you.
Stop. Stop it. Anyways, we're going to be having my friend Kayla on here to tell us some of her crazy paranormal stories, because Kayla, like, I swear she sees dead people. Like, it's funny, but it's not funny at all. And like, these stories will literally like give you chills, but I just wanted to put this in here, not only to let our listeners know, but also as a reminder to future Brooke, when she's editing this episode, to schedule Kayla to record with us. Yes. Oh God. Oh, dun, 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 dun. If you're not on YouTube watching this, you should right now, because,
oh my goodness.
Look at it. Wait, the freaking camera won't.
Background, or the camera thinks it's the background.
Let me, okay, here, I'm gonna Now, if you're on YouTube, you can see this, but if you're listening on a streaming platform, you can't. I'm holding up the bag that I ordered from Liz's shop, and it has Golden Thoughts. One of her original pieces is on it, and it's freaking gorgeous, and it won't fucking focus on here. I'm getting angry. Are you kidding
me? It's like, no, this is not a, this is the background.
Okay. Maybe if I just do this, you can see it. Okay.
I love the size of it so much.
It is perfect. I will say though, I definitely do need to get some like individual pouches to put in here because I have so much crap in my purse. And because this bag is so spacious, I lose
things. And end up filling it.
Yeah. But please, people, go and just go to the link in our description on YouTube or go to the episode description on streaming platforms. Go look at these freaking bags. This is quality. This is
so excited.
Quality. I'm literally buying these for Christmas presents for people this year. Please.
It looks so good.
It's gorgeous. I mean, damn. Like, I mean, there is no, like, there's no graininess. There's no blurriness. The design extends around the entire freaking bag, which is the coolest thing to me.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Oh, it's so cool. It's so neat. I love you. I had to put that in here. I swear I'm going to remember today to take a picture with it.
Yeah. I'll post some pictures on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So you guys can head over there. Since the camera thinks it's the background.
Yeah. Since the camera thinks it's the background, you guys need to see it on our, you'll have to see it on our Instagrams. Also, if you guys have not already looked at our brand new merch, I personally am just so excited because my new sweatshirt's coming on Tuesday and yours will probably get there Monday. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I am so excited for this design so much. Also, thank you to everybody who has subscribed to our Ko-fi account so far.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm just so excited that people like care about us enough and love us enough to want to not hear from us one time per week, but twice.
I know, right?
You want to hear from us twice?
Thank you so much.
Like, damn, if I didn't have a full-time job, like maybe we'd be able to have two full episodes a week, but you know, right. I got a job.
Right.
But yeah, there's that. If you missed the new Ko-fi episode from this past week, Liz did one that was just so soothing. Like I journaled along with that. Like it was so, your voice is just so nice. Like you just don't even give yourself enough credit. It's just so nice. It was just about getting grounded and appreciating where you are in this moment. And like your voice was just so pleasant when you were like, I'm sitting in my bed and I have tea and I'm lighting a candle and I have pajamas on. And I'm like, you go, bitch, you peaceful ass.
I want everybody to get cozy with me.
Yes. So that's, I love it. That actually, that was last week's. By the time you're listening to this episode, whatever I upload for my mini-sode will already be live. So make sure that you go check out our Ko-fi page and subscribe if you want, or you can just buy us a one-time Ko-fi.
Yeah.
Ko-fi, whatever. We love coffee. Sorry that there's like not any solutions for handling your anger, but like I don't really want to preach about managing anger when I'm trying to like learn right now how to handle what I'm dealing with.
Well, I think it's good to recognize that it's okay to be angry and it's okay to not always know all of the solutions, and it's okay just to feel your emotions wherever you're at. And it's good to even just to recognize what your emotions are and paying attention to your body or like your dreams. And maybe you could try like a dream journal. Maybe you should write down your dreams. And I don't know if that's something that's beneficial to everybody, but I used to write down my dreams. And I guess it's always interesting to like look back on that journal and just read the dreams that I used to have. But you know, the big ones that I'm like, oh shit, that had like some, that was deep, that dream had a lot of meaning, I tend to remember those dreams because they were so impactful anyway. Or if it's a repeating dream, it's like, well, I literally can't forget about this because I dream it all the time. So but yeah, I think it's good just to validate however you're feeling and to recognize whatever it is. And it's okay not to have all the answers.
Yeah, it's okay. Maybe next episode I'll have an update, or I'll have an answer for how I'm trying to manage my aggressive dreams and tackle my need to fix people by making them understand that they fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that was something that I was feeling. I dealt with that kind of anger a little while ago too, where I just felt like, you know, I felt like I had been so wronged by somebody, and I know that this person will probably never ever comprehend how they acted really had an impact on me and the things that they said to me. And I have never gotten an apology for it, and I'm not expecting one. And that was really hard to let go of. And you know, I still debate like the whole, I mean, I'm someone who believes that like you don't have to, and you too, you don't have to forgive somebody for something that they did that really hurt you.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is not always the answer. And I think just with time and talking to my therapist and being surrounded by people who just love me so much and do treat me the right way, you know, I think just the changes that I have made in my own life as a result to what happened is what has made me like be able to let go of that anger, not because of anything that person did, because they haven't done shit. Yeah. But because of how angry it made me, I mean, I've like, my life is a whole 180 from 2020, 2019. And I made a lot of life altering changes, and you don't always have to make life altering changes, but that anger really lit a fire under my ass about, okay, I don't like this. And I do have the power to make a change. I have the free will to make hard decisions that I know are going to make me happier in the end. And so I'm happier now because of what I did out of my own anger. So, you know, it can lead you to good places. And I don't know, like there, I don't know if I've forgiven that person. Like, I do like wish the best for that person, but like also like fuck you for how you treated me, you know? Yeah. So it's not these situations aren't always black and white when you're angry. They're very complex, and all you can do is what is within your control. But it's unfortunate that you have no control over like the person who made you feel this way. And you end up having, it just makes you feel like you're doing all the work again, right? You're like,
yeah, I feel like I'm constantly doing the work, like reminding myself, like, Brooke, is this serving you? Do you feel like, do you, is this a little overkill?
Is it?
You know, remember the teachings of your sensei, AKA your therapist. And yeah, it gets tiring after a while, but I'm going to keep working at it. I'm going to keep doing it. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it hasn't been that long since these things happened. It hasn't even been 6 months. So I need to just practice patience with myself. And I strongly suggest anybody who's angry like this, even if it's been 6 years or 6 months, time is relative. And if it feels like it just happened, there's a reason for it. So that's one thing that one of my teachers in college said to me, one of my poetry teachers, he said, if you keep writing about specific things in your life, whether it's themes or events or people, it's because you have more to say. So if you keep talking about the same things over and over, it's because you have more to say. You keep thinking about it, you have more to say. You keep dreaming about it, your brain's trying to tell you something. So I'm just going to try and be patient with myself and strongly encourage you to do the same. If you're experiencing something like this, or if you do experience something like this in the future, we're just human. We just skin and bone. We are not super people. It's okay to be mad.
That's right.
It's okay.
Never mind. We have of a situation that that I talked about forever, and I just could, like, because I was angry, and it was a job that I worked. It was the first job that I got in Denver, and I worked for a pretty slimy company, and in the end I figured out that this company had like taken money off, like when I was working overtime, my paychecks were being changed, like illegal shit. And like, I was already struggling so much my first year living in Denver, and the way that my boss treated me was so dehumanizing, and I ended up leaving that job, like, really bitter about that company, because I was shocked at that. That was the first time that a company had really just made me feel like I had been done dirty, all for the sake of like them making a couple extra bucks. And that infuriated me, because like, there were times when I worked that job, like, I didn't even eat dinner because I couldn't afford to eat, you know, and I was just
bullshit.
I was so angry about it. And for years, not 10 years or anything. I only worked that job like 5 years ago, but probably for the next 2 years, I still would bitch about that job to, you know, my partner at the time, my friends, like, and there was a time where my now ex was like, can you just stop talking about it? Like, you don't work there anymore. And I'm tired of hearing about it. And it, at some point I did stop talking about it, because I thought I was annoying people but I was angry. Like, I had so much more to let out. And now, like, I don't feel that way anymore, because I've let it out. I've had my time to let it out. And, but I talked about it for like literally 2 years after working there, because that's how much that company and the person who ran that company upset me and hurt me. And I didn't know why at the time. I was like, I don't know why I keep bitching about this job I used to work, but like, I can't, like, it really bothered me for a long time. And it's because I had more to say, and I didn't feel validated in my anger. So I was like literally telling this person things that angered me, and all I wanted to hear was like damn, those bitches, like, Yeah, you're right. And, you know, like, I just needed some validation at the time, which I didn't get. So I kept talking about it more and more and more, just like hoping at some point I would feel validated in my anger. And I was always validated in my anger.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a couple people just be like, fuck yeah, bitch, you deserve to be mad. I'd be mad. Well, I'm mad for you.
Yes. And like, sometimes I hate that I need that sometimes, but like, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need that. Yeah. Even if it's like, I need to be hyped up about whatever it is I'm feeling. Even if it's anger, sometimes I just need to know, like, am I okay to feel this way about this? Like, yes, you are.
Yeah, exactly. I think that there is nothing wrong with having a desire just to feel, for your feelings to feel seen. Maybe not necessarily felt by everyone around you, because I wouldn't want to like make everybody feel my pain and feel my sadness just because they're my friends by association. But like, you know, when you're fucking mad and fired up about something and you talk to your friends about it and they're just like, yeah, you have a right to be mad. Something should be done about this. Like, I will help you. I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. I'm angry for you, with you, whatever. I don't blame you for, you know, being as mad as you were, for, because you lost out on money and time and you're young and you could have been doing something else. You know, it taught you a valuable lesson. Sure. You might not be the same Liz without going through that. Sure. But it pissed you off.
But it was total bullshit.
It was total garbage. It was a lie. It was all, you were lied to. Yes. You were bamboozled.
Yeah. That was 2017. It was 2016 or 2017. I can't remember at this point. And I call that like the year that I got scammed, because I was literally like, I was scammed by this company that I had worked for.
And your school scammed you.
I went to the Art Institute, which, if anybody listening knows anything about the Art Institute, those bitches scammed everybody, just like ITT. ITT Tech did the same thing. Every class I took there ended up being unaccredited. And they also did some illegal shit when it came to my student loans, and I had a lawyer, and it just, yeah, that was the year I got scammed. And I was very angry after that year, because it just felt like everybody was scamming me. And like, I was brand new to a big city. I was like a small town girl. Like, I didn't know that I had to look out for so many scams. Like, I was so naive. You know, like, but the thing is, it's not like I was like paying people who were like, hey, your car's extended warranty.
Yeah.
Fired. Like, I wasn't falling for stupid scams. Like, I literally went to a university and got scammed, and got a legitimate job and got scammed.
Like, you weren't just like an old person picking up the phone and being like, I owe the IRS $80 million. Oh no. Like, you weren't these are colleges and shit that were on TV with commercials.
Yes. I grew up in high school thinking that like I didn't even apply to the Art Institute in high school because I thought I wasn't good enough. Like, that's how esteemed I thought it was. I was like, I'm not even good enough to apply to that school. So I didn't.
Then they said, you're more than good enough. We're going to scam you though.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So, thank God. You know what? Oh my God. I just had this revelation that what if in high school I had applied to that school, I would have gotten in, because they actually accept everybody, come to figure out. Cause they want money from everybody, and I would have gone there, and my whole degree would have ended up being like a piece of trash. Like, at least I only took a couple of classes there, mm-hmm. but like, I still have my associate's degree. I still have all of my other college courses that are like legitimate, but I could have ended up with a whole degree.
Yeah.
That would have just been.
I think the thing about being angry about like betrayal and being lied to or being stolen from, or just being taken advantage of in general, that kind of anger is a different, its own different like breed, for lack of better.
You want to fight somebody.
Yes, it makes you want to fight somebody because you're like, does anybody see this? Like, they took this from me. Like, get him. Like,
somebody get him.
Somebody get him. Like, I need the emotional fucking security guards. Get them. Like, it just makes you look around and be like, am I the only one that feels like this? Am I the only person that's been screwed over this way? And does nobody want to do anything to make sure it doesn't fucking happen again?
You know what? It's almost like so angering, because in a way, at least for me, that kind of anger feels lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like I was literally on an island by myself. That's not the first time I've said that phrase on this podcast. There's a lot of things that sometimes make me feel like I'm on an island by myself. And when that kind of thing happens, like, you know, when you feel betrayed or something was taken from you or you were lied to, you're almost like looking at, like, the whole world continues to spin. Everything else going on is normal. And then this thing just happened to you and you're like, does nobody see this? I'm the only person dealing with this right now. And it feels very lonely.
God. Okay. Title of this episode is going to be When Anger Becomes Isolation.
Mm-hmm.
That is the worst feeling in the world when you literally, I mean, it's the same as like grief. Something awful happens to you and everybody just keeps on going. And then you have to keep on going because the whole world's not going to stop for you. And oh my God, that just gave me chills just hearing that, because that's exactly how it feels. Like something huge. I felt like that. I felt like something huge happened in my life and this person just got to keep on going.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm just going to tell myself that the way they reacted is out of shame. Because they know damn well there's nothing they could ever do to make it up to me. So they just did, rather than even try and look stupid, they just disappeared, which is just as well. Because honestly, I would clock your shit.
Yeah.
I'll beat the brakes off of you, as somebody I know says.
Yeah, I think that anger is also grief. That's another underlying emotion to anger. And
you're grieving like your trust, the mm-hmm. loss of trust, like,
yeah, you lost something.
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't expect to have so many realizations in this episode. Oh shit, I'm still fucking cracking up at you being like, they scammed me. Poor thing.
And you know, that's like,
Here I got scammed, a memoir by Liz Thurston.
Here I got scammed. And like, I that's another thing that I also like, I don't want to end up just feeling like a victim. And like, bad things just keep happening to me. But like, I will fully admit it, I felt that way that year. Like, I literally just felt like a victim that year. I felt like bad, one thing after another was just bad, 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 bad things happening. And that is totally how it felt. And it just happened that way. And I'm like, I mean, obviously now I have come to terms with the things that happened that year, and I'm well moved on and past those things, and now they're kind of funny to talk about. But at the time, that was just like, that was the needle that broke the camel's back, or whatever that's saying. Is that the same?
The straw.
No.
Why would there be a needle on a camel's back, bro?
Oh, I'm thinking needle in a haystack.
That was the needle that broke the camel's back.
I'm so bad with sayings.
You tell them.
That, you know, it was just like one after another of things that happened. And so Now they're funny to look back on, but at the time, absolutely not. At the time, I was miserable, and it felt like the universe was literally just like coming for me, which I've also talked about, I think, on this podcast, how there was just a time, there were years that went by that I just felt like the universe hates me and it only sends bad things my way.
Can I get a fucking break?
Can I just breathe for like 3 months? Can like one bad thing, can we have no bad things happen for like a 3 month time span? And the answer was no, it didn't. No. But it was also, yeah. Oh, I think I talked about this because I was like, I don't like blame myself for like manifesting that stuff, but like I was expecting bad things to happen. Like I, at one point I started expecting them because they just happened so often that I felt like I needed to prepare myself for the next bad thing. So it was like something bad would happen and I just never felt like I could actually take a deep breath because I was just like sitting on the edge of my seat waiting. I was like, what is the next thing? Like, there's going to be something. What is it?
Yeah. Just like that constant feeling of just something always being right around the corner, just knowing like, especially, oh, bad things come in threes. Well, what happens when it comes in threes and then you get a fourth one? So you got to wait for two more bad things to come.
What happens when the bad things come in like 12s? What is...
Yeah. When the bad things come in 12s, that'd be a funny episode title.
Yeah.
When the bad things come in 12s, Jesus.
It felt like every month that year was just like a hit. And I felt like I was walking around with 12 arrows in my back that year is what it felt like. And I'm sure we all know the feeling of having get shot in the back and having to get up and like continue. Yeah. With life and how hard that is.
Yeah. Getting stabbed in the back.
Yeah. Kind of gives me some inspiration for a little something.
for a little graphic?
Mm.
Getting a little crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a stupid face I just made. It went...
Whenever I tell Brooke, I'm like, ooh, that's inspiring to me. Like, 3 hours later, she's going to end up, like, getting something that I made.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm just like, oh, what you finna send me? I'm gonna leave you to your devices, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I want a cake pop.
That sounds so good.
I live dangerously close to Starbucks. I
love cake pops so much. They are delicious, but I cannot buy them because like one is not enough. Like, absolutely not. That's a bite. And they're like, why are they like $3?
I don't know, but I do know how to make them. So
you do?
I do. I did learn how to make them with my old roommate, Bridget. And they're one of my like secret delicacies.
Oh, that sounds so good.
But if you eat like 5 cake pops, you might as well have just eaten a whole slice of cake.
Yeah, you might as well. Can you make a cake? So I like the cake pops because they're so like moist.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not dry. I want a whole cake like that, but it's probably harder to bake a cake and make it all like super moist like that. I don't know.
Because when you make a cake pop, basically you bake the cake, take the cake out of the oven, smash it all up, put a little bit of icing in it until it gets that consistency, and then roll it into balls and put it in the fridge. So, yeah. But you got to get the icing ratio just right. Otherwise, it turns into a disgusting, gloppy, way too sweet mess.
Or it's like crumbles.
Or it's crumbly. Just like, oh, I think I'm going to make some Oreo ones today.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Should we make the Ostera egg for today? The cake emoji?
Yeah, that'll confuse people.
And be like, what were they talking about? Okay. So if you search your emojis and you type in cake, there's a whole bunch of options. Let's make the comment section diverse with cakes.
Yeah.
Fill it up with cakes.
Cake, 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 cake.
Right.
And it's not even our birthdays.
That's right.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, anyways, people, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Witchful Thinking Podcast. Subscribe to, well, I would say the YouTube channel, but it's my YouTube channel that we upload podcasts. The link to the episode video will be in the description of this episode. I keep saying episode way too freaking much. Whatever. All the links you need for merch, for Ko-fi, for Liz's shop, everything will be in the description.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
10 into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.